Blog Talk Radio.
The Shrine of Częstochowa is found in the heart of Poland. A highlight of Marian devotion,
hell is that?
It attracts 4 to 5 million pilgrims each year from 80 countries worldwide. The icon of the Black Madonna and Child.
Life is filled with interesting things. That's why I could never commit suicide. I'm having too much fun keeping an eye on you folks, watching what you do. Human behavior, that's what I like. Humans do some really interesting things. Like, besides killing ourselves, we also kill each other. Murder. And we're the only ones who do that, by the way. Humans are the only species on Earth that deliberately kills members of another species for personal gain. Or pleasure. Sometimes it's just fun. We're also the only species that deliberately kills members of another species for personal gain or pleasure. That's what hunters do. They kill for pleasure. That's us. Human beings. Interesting folks. Murderers. Here's an interesting form of murder we come up with. Assassination. You know what's interesting about assassination? Well, not only does it change those popularity polls in a big fucking hurry, but it's also interesting to notice who it is we assassinate. Did you ever notice who it is? Stop to think of who it is we kill. It's always people who've told us to live together in harmony and try to love one another. Jesus, Gandhi, Lincoln, John Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Medgar Evers, Malcolm X, John Lennon. They all said, try to live together peacefully. Bam! Apparently we're not ready for that. Yeah, that's difficult behavior for us. Not too bright, folks. Not too bright. But if you talk to one of them about this, if you isolate one of them, you sit them down rationally, and you talk to them about the low IQs and the dumb behavior and the bad decisions, right away they start talking about education. That's the big answer to everything. Education. They said, we need more money for education. We need more books, more teachers, more classrooms, more schools. We need more testing for the kids. You say to them, well, you know, we've tried all of that, and the kids still can't pass the tests. They say, oh, don't you worry about that. We're going to lower the passing grades. And that's what they do in a lot of these schools now. They lower the passing grades so more kids can pass. More kids pass, the school looks good, everybody's happy, the IQ of the country slips another 2 or 3 points, and pretty soon all you'll need to get into college is a pencil. Got a pencil? Get in there, it's physics. Then everyone wonders why 17 other countries graduate more scientists than we do. Education! Politicians know that word. They use it on you. Politicians have traditionally hidden behind three things: the flag, the Bible, and children. No child left behind. No child left behind. Oh, really? Well, it wasn't long ago you were talking about giving kids a head start. Head start, left behind. Someone's losing some ground here. But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The big, the wealthy, the real owners, the big, wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. They're irrelevant. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media news, all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. You know something? They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting fucked by a system that threw them overboard 30 fucking years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers, people who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly shittier jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your fucking retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this fucking place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. And by the way, it's the same.
That's right, everybody. You're not in the big club. Oh, Lord. Long day today. All right, Joseph Gibson Podcasting Worldwide, Understanding the Times in Which We Live Today. If you missed last night's show, that was a great show. We had the youth on here. We had Wyatt there. Wyatt, yeah, he was 18 years old, called in. He was the first one to call in and really stayed with me for the entire show. Gave a great, I mean, that really answered. He was being interrogated. I mean, that's what everybody said. But, you know, it wasn't like that. It was that we wanted to learn from Wyatt. We wanted to learn from the younger generation out there. And that's something we're going to try to build upon in the future. We're going to try to get a youth type-based platform here, at least maybe one night a week, you know, whether it be on a Sunday night or a Saturday night or a Monday night, what have you, where we can get teenagers to call in and talk about their inner circles, their high schools, their whatever have you, whatever teenagers do nowadays, because some of you out there, just like me, it's been a long time since we've been a teenager, and things have freaking changed, man, haven't they? Good God. Oh, Lord. I mean, think back to when you were a teenager. I think back, man, when I was a teenager, how free I was. How times have changed. We were just so free. We had so much to do. It was so much different. You know, and I was asking that question last night with these high school students and whatnot, you know, that were even the couple that were just a couple years out of high school, you know, how much schools have changed. Schools I went to, the high schools, they were, you know, you came and went as you pleased. You know, between class, you go outside, you smoke a cigarette. You know, some people smoke a joint, whatnot. You know, I remember those days. Come on, that's what high school kids do. You know, but today, they got them on lockdown. Kind of like we're on lockdown right now. Right? Are we not on lockdown some places of the country right now? Are we not? I would say we are. And that brings me to one of the calls here I want to make tonight. This has to do with a jail. And then I'm going to call the Ohio National Guard and talk about Ohio being locked down. So, and I'll contact some local police departments up there also. And these things that we're talking about lately on this show and other platforms, where a lot of us are clinging to other platforms and we're really starting to get together. We're ironing out our differences. We're discussing things. We're even becoming upset with each other. And we're getting a little carried away, but in a great way, because you know what? We could build off of each other. And those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, because I see a bunch of new numbers out there, we're talking about the community out there called the militia networks, the Republic, the Patriot Network, people that want to restore our original Constitution. No, we don't want to restore slavery. No, none of that crap. And they don't even feed into that nonsense, people, because I already know where you're going. We want to restore what life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness really means. What we do not need permission from our government to step out our front door today, do we? According to news reports, we do. Or you're going to get a $1,000 fine or a $5,000 fine or 1 year in jail in some places. What do you think about that, folks? I mean, you know, the flu virus is out there and whatnot. Yeah, a flu virus that was created by man. Was created by who? We got our reasons to believe, quite possibly. It was created by the CIA. Quite possibly by the Chinese, China deep state, maybe? Who knows? The fact of the matter is, it was created, but it's not really a flu. It's a common cold. That's what it is. It's a common cold. And if you look up the number of deaths of old people from a common cold at the, every single year, you will see that the common cold kills relatively the same amount of numbers, basically, as this so-called flu virus. It creates a little bit of respiratory problems, sniffles, a little bit of cough, sore throat, you know. Right? Common cold, basically. You get sick, you don't feel good, man. You want to lay down in bed, you're tired, you know, you got a sore throat, you don't feel good. Kind of like hay fever, you know. Down here in North Carolina, allergies are kicking off. Don't feel too good. Right now I'm coughing. What do I mean? I got to be quarantined? So we got a big picture here to look at, folks, a real big picture. But let's talk about this flu thing here that's got everybody overreacting, and let's call a jail out there. I got something there on Facebook about Alabama County Jail. I want to look up that story real quick and talk about that real quick and see what it entails, and then I'm going to call that jail because apparently there's some corruption going on here where apparently these inmates are sick in this, I can't pronounce the word. It's got a strange name. Ottawa County Jail in Alabama. Three inmates tested positive, and staff put them with population intentionally to get the rest sick. Make this viral. Okay, that's what we did. But tell me something. When did they test for this inmate here to get tested? This was posted yesterday, but isn't there like a shortage on tests? So how did this county jail get these tests? And that's what we're going to find out. We're going to find out how did they test these inmates? Or is this one of those where, yeah, you got it, oh my God, and they're scaring people, and these inmates are freaking jumping off the top tier, and they're being trapped in their cell, or everyone's believing that they're being infected with a common cold, because that's what I think it is. But if it is a virus and the administration there, the corruption there, is not addressing the problem properly, that's what we're going to find out also. So hopefully we can get a hold of somebody this late. This is a jail. They're open 24 hours, obviously. So I don't see why we wouldn't be able to get a hold of anybody. So we'll see what happens. All right. I got a bunch of numbers for this jail. So we've got to be patient. You know how this works. We call people live. And that's what we're going to do. And then I'll turn over the boards to any callers that want to talk. And maybe we'll get off early tonight. Maybe we'll do the whole show. It's up to you. Whatever you guys want to do. So let's call this jail here. Let's see if we get a hold of somebody. All right. Make sure I got the number in right. Okay, go ahead. It's going now. Hopefully we won't get a recording. Let's see, that number right there is not a valid number. Hang on, I typed it in wrong. Damn. Did I? All right. Hang on. All right. Let's see here. Oh, this has got to be the sheriff's. This would be the sheriff's. There it is right there. Okay, that's the number I want right there. They give you all these numbers. This is the internet. This is the crap that you got to put up with. You know, this is all convoluted nonsense, just like trying to get a hold of your criminal congressman. Or, you know, especially that one here in North Carolina. I want to call him sometime this week, Mr. Burr. You know, all that insider trading there, you know, dumping all his stock there, millions. I want to know how he got millions of dollars to trade with on Wall Street if he's only making like $95,000 a year as a senator. How the hell did he get all that money? That would be the question to ask, right? 5-4-6-2-8. All right, let's try this number.
Sheriff's office.
Yes, how you doing? I have a question about the jail. I'm asking a question is how, like, for instance, I have my brother is in there, and I was just wondering if you guys are testing people for that flu virus because everyone's panicking about it. And I was just wondering, making sure that, you know, because I saw a report where there's already been three inmates that have been tested positive in your jail there.
Yeah, that's a lie. That's on Facebook.
That's
not true.
Oh, that's not true?
No, we don't have anybody tested. Nobody in this whole entire county has tested positive for the coronavirus.
Oh, nobody in the whole county. Oh, well, good Lord.
Mm-mm.
Thank you. Well, that's a good thing. Okay. Well, I was just checking because that's what I heard. So thank you very much. I appreciate you answering my question, ma'am.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, I guess nobody in that county has been in Alabama has been tested. So that's what she says. So. Is that a lie? Do we have anybody out there that could refute that? Because I did see this story on Facebook, and she's right. That I did see this story on Facebook. I did. So, but that brings me to my next question. And what the hell, if there's nobody, obviously this flu thing isn't running rampant through America. what the hell are we doing on lockdown, right? Why are we on lockdown if this flu thing is not running rampant? I mean, I just called someplace in Alabama, and she said, nah, nobody in our county even has the damn thing. So what the hell's going on? Why are we on lockdown then, right? Well, let's try to find out. And like I said, if anybody's got some information about that jail that has information that they can prove wrong, that what they said, that was the sheriff's department there in Ottawa, Alabama, that said, no, nobody tested positive for this flu virus in the entire county. Just not the jail, the entire county, she said. She did one better, actually. So, I'm willing to believe that they're probably lying, but who knows? Let's see here. Let's go with this number right here, and let's find out what the hell's going on in Ohio, too, while we're at it. All right. We're probably going to get a long recording on one of these.
I've reached the Adjutant General's Department, headquarters for the Ohio National Guard. If you know the extension of the party you'd like to reach, press the pound key now. Dial by name, press 0, and follow the instructions. If you do not make a selection, you will be prompted to leave a message. For the Education Assistance Office, press 1. For the Recruiting Command, press 2.
No, I need a direct number for that.
Consisting of military personnel, family readiness and war.
Doesn't give me that option on Blog Talk Radio. I can't. I don't want to leave a message. So, hang on. Let me do this another way. They're on lockdown right now. And then I'll take calls. Listen, everybody press 1 time, and I will take calls. I see all the numbers, and you will get on. I don't screen callers. I will just connect you, okay? I'm just doing my opening here. Let's see here. I wish I had a police department there. I put that out there. Give me a police department I contact. Because they're on. From what I was told is that Ohio right now has been told that you cannot leave your house. You are in prison in your own house right now. You are not allowed to leave your own house. Now, I was just wondering if I can contact a police department maybe there in Ohio and find out what the hell's going on out there. I mean, if they're under house arrest and, you know, what did they do wrong? I mean, did they catch the flu? That's a crime now, I guess, right? So they're under house arrest? Well, then, you know, we don't want to spread it to anybody. That's the real deal. Ohio National Guard contact info. All right, let's see. Let's do it this way. And then I'll start looking. Some people are sending me messages. We'll get somebody live like we just did. All right. We may be too late here. But here we go. Oh, boy. All right. Let's try this one right here. I think this is a winner. No, that's not going to work this late at night either. Let's see. What somebody sent me a message here. All right. I see you. All right. Okay. Let me do that then. I'll bring you on. Okay. I got a message here. This individual wants to come on, so we'll do that. All right. Where are you at? Press 1. Where are you at? Adam, where are you at? I don't see you. Adam, I do not see you. Where are you? Is that you? Adam, 614, is that you? No. 614, go ahead. Nope, that's not you. 812, go ahead. Press 1, go ahead.
Hey, you there, Joe?
Yeah, I'm there. I'm here. Go ahead. Somebody said bring me
okay.
on, so I didn't know who it was.
Hold on 1 second. Hey, I have a number for you.
Okay.
And this is to the Dayton Police Department 2nd District Precinct right here.
All right.
It is 937-333-7440.
All right. And Ohio is on lockdown, right? Is that the information you're getting to? You cannot leave your house. Let's find out what happens when you leave your house in Ohio. All right. Just watch your background noise, that's all. All right, 937. All right, let's go. 233-23 and 744. All right. All right, here we go. All right, here we go. We got him up. We're going to call him right now. Let's see what we get. not getting anybody now. You must be busy rounding people up. We're not getting nothing on that one. I'll give him a couple more rings. All right, they're not answering. Well, they must be busy rounding people up. All right, hang on. Let me disconnect that number. Cancel. Okay, and remember, we called that jail, too. They said, no, nobody has the flu virus in that county, actually, in that county. So we may get some people that will call in and dispute that, actually. So we'll hopefully we do. But I did call that jail, excuse me, like I promised. Go ahead. What do you got there for me, Chad?
Phil just sent this in. It's 614-645.
Hang on. Okay.
4545. And that is the Columbus, Ohio Police Department.
All right. Well, X, we want to find out what's going on. You know, we don't want to go through Ohio and, if you're under house arrest and how long you have to be under house arrest, you know, because of this flu virus. All right. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Bing. All right, here we go.
You have called the Columbus Division of Police 9 emergency phone line. If this is an emergency, please hang up and dial 911. If you need a police officer dispatched to your location, please stay on the line, and you will be automatically transferred to a dispatcher.
Oh.
If you are calling about police matters other than needing a dispatcher,
watch your background noise now. We're going to get connected.
For a directory of frequently requested departments.
Para español, oprima número uno.
One moment, please.
Columbus Police, Tech 116.
Yes, sir. I live in Columbus, and I was wondering, is there a curfew on us tonight? Because I heard somebody, one of my friends, say that they heard it on the news that there's a curfew, that we're not allowed to go out after a certain time.
No, there's a stay-at-home order in place starting tomorrow at 11:59 p.m.
Stay-at-home. What's that mean, actually?
So with a stay-at-home order, it just means essential businesses will be open, your gas stations, your grocery stores, drive-thrus for food, things like that. They will be open. If you are an essential employee, part transportation, utilities, anything for the public, you still go to work. If not, you're stay-at-home.
What's an essential worker? I need to know, because I have a job, and I was wondering, what's an essential worker? Like, kind of like the St. Schindler's List. Remember when the guy's shoveling the snow, and he says, I'm an essential worker, and then the Nazi soldier shoots him in the head, you know, and kills him?
If your boss says you're essential, then you're essential.
Oh, if my boss does. Okay. That means anybody, all right, that's good to know, because my boss has discretion, not the governor then. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So if you're not an essential worker, what happens? Do I get a citation or something? Because I don't want to get in trouble.
No, we're not enforced. It's not being enforced. It's just it's a good faith order to stay at home to help prevent the spread of COVID-19.
Oh, good faith order. Well, that's good. So we're not being forced.
Yes.
That is beautiful.
No,
that's
no,
good to know. Thank God.
The best thing that I can tell you is that tomorrow is day 14 since the first day of infection in Ohio. That is when the highest peak of transmission in Italy happened. So the United States is monitoring it very closely, and that's why they're issuing that tomorrow.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you. Day 14. Yeah, you're absolutely correct. Because anything after 15, it could be spread. Yeah, it has an incubation period. That's correct.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So,
all right. Well, go ahead.
I'm on the line with him, and I have a question.
Okay.
What is being done, okay, to – if they're not going to enforce any kind of orders, then what is being done to protect the citizens of the state? What measures can you do to protect us?
They're ordering people to stay home. Obviously, people don't have to stay home. We're not going to cite them for not staying home. But it is a good faith order. And given the current climate on it right now, I believe a lot of people will be staying home.
Okay, so you believe a lot of people will be staying home.
Yep.
Now, you know, as part of this good faith, you know, a lot of people will be staying home. Okay, they might be staying home from work, but do you see an influx of people taking that as a, I'm going to stay home from work, but I'm going to go hang out and do stuff in the public?
No, I don't, honestly. But if you guys have a pen handy, I can give you a website that'll label all of this, or a phone number,
okay,
whichever one you want.
Yeah, give me a phone number would be great. Thank you.
Okay, the phone number is 833.
Yep.
427-5.
Yep.
6-3-4.
All right, and that'll label everything what requires what an essential worker is and what we
yep,
should really do and act as a general public, right?
Yeah, that's the Ohio Health Department. They have all the answers to every question you need.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you.
Not a problem. You guys have a good night. Stay safe.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. So it's not a mandatory order, but, you know, that's good to know, you know.
So basically, you know, nothing's truly being done.
That's what it sounds like.
It is all for show. For a political game is what it sounds like to me.
Yes, exactly. Because you know, I don't know why. I think there is no flu. I think it's just a common cold. It's a cold virus, maybe even at the most. Right?
Yep.
I mean, how many people? Does anyone out there really know anybody who has this flu? Does anyone
no.
know anybody that's got that's been to the doctor and you've seen the x-rays? You've seen that little corona right there in the x-ray. You've seen the corona. You know the big picture they put on Fox News and CNN with the big blotch on it? You know, and it's going across in red, the big bright red across the bottom of your flat screen TV. Infection! You know, hide! Stay away 6 feet from your next closest neighbor. Run! You know, has anyone ever, does anyone know anybody with this virus? Because you know what? I don't.
No.
And I've been talking about this damn thing for 2.5 months. You know, it's interesting. It's so interesting. It really is. I mean, come on, man. And you know what? Why are they politicizing this? Maybe to usher in their crashing the economy. And maybe something larger scale, or maybe something good is coming on the horizon. Maybe. Let's try to think positive here. You know, let's try to think positive. That's always very good. What do you think, 419? 419, you got your hand up. Go ahead.
Hello.
Unmute.
Bluetooth pairing.
419, come on.
Hey.
Yes,
hello.
Go ahead.
Good
You're
evening.
Live.
Yeah, apparently here in Ohio, we have a curfew starting in at 11 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, we just went over that with the police department. Yeah, Mark, you're a little bit late on that. We just went over that with the police department. You don't have a curfew. They're telling you you have a curfew, but you don't have to obey it. That's what the guy just said.
Yeah. Yeah, there's strange going-ons in town here. Being in Ohio,
yeah.
though, considering that there's such a large homeless population around, the regular McDonald's and whatnot, and the panhandlers and the buskers and whatnot, and they're everywhere. So with this not gathering in place, I wonder how that affects the centers downtown to whereas they have the Men's Mission, the YMCA, since you're not supposed to have people within 6 foot radius. They have this homeless shelter down in Lima where the beds are about 3 foot apart and there's about 80 people on one floor. exactly how does that work and stop the spread of corona, because they put everybody out on the street at 6 o'clock in the morning and they can't come back in until like 7 o'clock in the evening.
Well, the thing of it is there is no spread of no coronavirus, because the coronavirus is just a common cold. And what they're doing is those are the actual numbers they're showing you of people that actually do die from the common cold. If anyone wants to go and look it up, look at the common cold, people that have died from respiratory illnesses and whatnot throughout the years, throughout the last year, you know? I mean, there is no freaking flu virus, I think. I think this is something to control us and do something else that we're trying to figure out for a while now, but none of us can get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, because there's many homeless shelters, and they're still serving food at all of the centers, places like that, the Daily Bread, on both ends of town. They're still serving dinners and whatnot, and we have dozens upon dozens of people coming in for meals and whatnot, and that's an everyday thing. It seems that there's been no shortage or lack of human compassion, and I don't think that they're going to stop when it comes to human compassion. So something's actually going on behind the scenes that we're not aware of, because I haven't heard of not one case of corona here in Ohio. Not one. So, I just called a jail.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I appreciate the call. Thank you so much for calling in. And, yeah, I just called a jail down in Alabama where someone actually reported, and I was hoping that person would call in and maybe refute what the sheriff's department had to say. But the sheriff's department said, no, nobody's got the flu in our jail. Matter of fact, in our entire county, nobody has this coronavirus. So,
they were speaking about the Allen County jails being people being released from jail in the county. I have no clue if that's even correct or not. So if you would, any proof for that.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I hope they do get released.
That would be a good thing. Yeah.
Yeah, especially if they're only in there for, seatbelt tickets and stuff, So, I mean, what the hell? Why not get them the hell out of there? Let's put the freaking rapists in there and the stuff like that. I mean, the guy's in there for driving without a license. What the hell are they doing in jail, But that's another battle, I guess. But those are one of the many battles we have to fight. But thanks, Mark. I appreciate it. I got 407 on the line. Go ahead, 407.
I'm out of here.
Hello?
Yep. You go ahead, 407.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
Since everyone's been inside, having to find new things to do. So, have you found anything else to do? Like, have you started doing something new since you've been inside?
Have I done? Yeah, I did as soon as I got out. What I did was, as soon as I got released from prison, I started looking for pieces of shit, bottom dwelling scumbags like you. And I found a lot of them, and I smacked the shit out of them. How's that sound? Okay? There. Goodbye. All right, everybody. All right. That's your trash of the society we have here today. Okay. Anyway. All right. Chad, what do you think? What's going on?
I think you should have left him on the line. I'd like to have a conversation with him.
You get the next one. I'm sure we'll get another one. But those are, dirt bags. I didn't really.
Okay.
I really wanted to touch on this, but go ahead, Chad. The floor is yours. Go ahead.
So, what we're learning tonight, based on the phone call we just got, is that there really is no response, from any of our state or local governments to really combat this, other than a bunch of declarations and public appearances in the media. Okay, so what we have is a big collusion between the media, the governments, and now look, you got the World Health Organization, which is the seal of the UN.
Well, let's call the media, Chad.
Okay?
Let's call the media. Yeah, let's do that. Let's call the media. And let's ask them that question. But go ahead, continue on while I get those numbers here up. Go ahead.
So what we have is we have a big collusion between the governments and the media. I'm not buying this, okay? I'm not buying a virus, okay? I've been sick for like a week straight, congestive, can't breathe and stuff. I'm just now getting to where I can breathe better. But it sure as fuck wasn't coronavirus. You know, apologize on the language there.
You're absolutely correct, actually. Okay. Yeah.
My wife would feel like I got coronavirus, but that's just because I'm trying to be a big baby and get her to do stuff for me. You know? we have to be mindful that our government is in collusion with the media, and you know we're looking at the World Health Organization being broadcast all over the United States now. Okay, since when are we listening to the UN's chief health organization?
Correct.
I mean,
yeah.
These are the that can't even help fight standard illnesses within the countries in Africa.
Yeah.
So why are we taking any kind of information from them? And our own CDC? Our own CDC is a crock of crap. I mean, there's nothing they can do.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're absolutely correect, yeah. I mean, it's crazy, man. I mean, you're absolutely right. We're getting nonsense news media. We're getting bullshit, you know? I mean, I don't know what else to say.
It's like you're a baby sitting in a high chair and your mom's sitting in front of you, and she's got this really nasty-looking green jar of baby food, and she's trying to make a fucking airplane. Sorry, pardon the language there. She's got the baby spoon making it look like an airplane, and you're looking at it like, I know I shouldn't eat that, but they're going to make me do it anyways. So I should just eat that. So that baby eats that. You make a really crummy face, but you continue chewing because you're too stupid not to stop.
Yeah. Basically, that's the damn truth, man. You know? Just look at these zombies. I'm looking at these websites right now, Newsroom and everything. The zombies. Oh, the flu. Yes, I'm so scared. You know, yeah, I'm closing my doors. We're going to postpone our daughter's wedding. You know, I mean, they're stupid. They're sheep. You know, look at this. Everything's flu virus. The whole damn page.
Postponing their family vacations and stuff for July. My wife and I are booking tickets and hotel rooms right now for the beach. I mean, you know, come on, people. You know, you're being led by the biggest fear fair in the world, known as the U.S. government and the corporate media.
Yeah. No, absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. And let's call one of those media outlets in Ohio, because, you know, that's where they issued the big lockdown, where everybody's, martial law! Yikes! You know, and we just heard the police department say, we're telling you to kind of like, which they should do. Hey, look. If there really is a flu virus out there, you know, hey, guys, just try to stay in, you know, be responsible, wash your hands, you know, be good, productive citizens. I mean, they should be teaching people that in schools, not adults, not on TV, but they should be teaching the kids in the schools this stuff, but they don't do that anymore. They're too busy teaching them about Black History Month and, whether or not, you know, about Kobe Bryant's helicopter crash, you know, because then they have to go to grief counseling because of that, you know. So, but instead of teaching them about what's really going on.
Excited today is we believe everything that TV tells us, okay? Our youth are the most ignorant individuals on earth because we've raised them to be that way. And, so our youth don't know better. And quite frankly, a lot of people my age, some of us get it, some of us don't. Some people, a couple decades older than me, they lived through, the 70s and 80s. So most of them have either seen this crap happen or, some of them are just complacent and don't care.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct.
Let me call the next newsroom. Let me call the next root newsroom, and then 757, you're next. Okay, press number one. You want to talk about this flu virus. Just give us your thoughts, because you know what? Maybe we need to stop talking about it. Maybe we need to just get back to life as usual. Maybe we need, if we need to go to work at 7 o'clock at night, just go. But then again, we've got our employers shutting down these businesses and everything. Maybe we need to take it to their ass. Maybe we need to stand up in front of their business and say, you know what? We want to come to work. There's no damn flu bug. You know? I mean, something. Has anybody got any ideas out there how we can rebel and do some sort of civil disobedience against this thing? You know, because you just heard the police department say you don't have to obey that order. So whatever they're telling you on TV, folks, you heard it live right here on from Ohio. You do not have to obey. Don't have to obey it. That's what they said. All right? The police department there. What was it, Dayton, Ohio or something? Columbus? I forget. I don't know. It was one of those police. It's all the same. All right, let's call this newsroom and see what they got to say. Watch out. They probably hyped this up, probably.
Thank you for calling Cleveland 19 News, WOIO-WUAB. If you need to get a hold of someone in our newsroom, you can call our assignment desk at 7300 or the news department at 7405. Please be advised, due to the coronavirus, the majority of our staff is working remotely from home and will not be able to be reached at this time.
There's nobody
there. You can leave a message for our engineering department at 7152, and someone will get back to you. Our marketing department at 7111, and someone will get back to you. Our accounting department, 7100.
Oh, the accounting department. Back to you. Nobody's there.
Our sales department. 7-2.
They're all gone because of the flu virus. They're all gone because of the flu virus. That's actually the news media even. So how are they reporting on it? Nobody's there. They're just making up the goddamn story from 6 months ago. They even got it all scripted from 6 months ago because nobody's there right now reporting live stories. Oh, my Lord. I mean, this is how we got to do this, you know. We got to attack these people like this because this is the sheep. You got to wake these sheep up. You got to wake them up, man. I mean, for God's sake, the weatherman isn't even right. You know? I mean, let's go to 757. Let's take a call here, and I'll call another newsroom. We'll get a hold of some. Maybe somebody's there. You know, maybe a janitor braved it or something. You know, he'll answer the phone. 757, go ahead. There you go. Yeah. That's what you get right there. How about that? There you go, huh?
Come on, I was going to have fun with that.
No, she's gone. She's only a minute.
I'll tell you what,
she really weighs 495 pounds, so I just squashed that idea right out of your head. Or it's just my internet friend in my chat room. He can open up bottles for me. This guy internet friend. It's a black guy with buck teeth. he could be a bottle opener. Oh, Lord. Man, oh, man. You got to have fun when it's late night like this. But let's see here. Do we got another newsroom here where I can call? Let's see. Oh, I don't know. I probably called that one there. But give me Fox News. Yeah, I need a newsroom there because, you know, one of those newsrooms that report live news stories. So let's see here. I don't think I called these people, so let me see. Let me try this one right here. If I did, I'll hang up right away. I won't play the whole damn thing. So, but this is you, folks. This is your America. This is what you want, right? You love America. Dance, dance, dance. You know, you got ooh-ah there, the 500-pound woman calling in there, you know. And then you got this is America. This is what it's all about, you know. I think they're trying to agitate people to fight and attack police officers about saying this martial law crap. I think they're trying to agitate such a situation here that's not really true. I think it's all one big fat lie, and everyone is buying into it. Go to war! The government's taking away our rights. Meanwhile, I drove up and down freaking 40 miles into Greensboro today. I didn't get stopped. As a matter of fact, the traffic was a lot better. I say, I'm all for this. Just keep telling these sheep there's a flu out there. Man, I got so fast from freaking the High Point to where I live here today. I don't want to say my address because you got the jerks out there. But where I live,
I mean, which is about normally about a 1 hour drive with traffic. It took me 15 minutes today. I liked it. Hell yeah. Get off the road, you sheep. Stay off. Stay home where you belong. Stay with your toilet paper.
The newsroom, yeah. All right, nobody's there. All right, live newsroom, come on now. All right, nobody's there. Okay. Oh, that was Cleveland. Let's see here, Cleveland. Let's see, do I got Cleveland on here? Yeah, I called Cleveland. Cleveland, nobody's there. Contact us. All right, contact us. Hang on here. Let's see what we got. Let's see, front desk. Well, the front desk, that's what we would want, a front desk, but that's the number there that nobody, so nobody's at the front desk. Tip line. Oh, let's call the tip line. We got a news tip, right? Give him a tip line, tip. What do you think? Let's give him a tip. Well, let's give him a news tip.
Told us that they do not enforce the order.
There you go. Well, but we got a news tip, though. We got a news tip. There is no flu. That's the news tip. All right, everybody, 657-383-0616. Press the number one, and I'll get you on tonight. If not, we'll wrap up the show here because I don't want to be calling these people listening to their nonsense. I only do it for you guys.
No,
expose the crap, and most of you people out there are freaking so sleep and think funny. What's that?
Let's keep this show going until the very end. That way we can hear what people think. Let's get other callers in and everyone wants to.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if they want to talk, we'll let them talk. Sure, why not? What the heck? All right, go ahead. Newsroom. Come on. Yes, how you doing? I was just wondering how many I got a news tip for you about the flu virus, the coronavirus. The coronavirus.
Yes.
Yes, there is no virus because I called the police department and they said there's no new cases in our state. What's going on? You guys are saying it's all over the place and we got national laws coming down, national emergencies, and we got to stay at our house. And the cops told me that I can go out anytime I want. They said they don't enforce it. So what's going on here?
There's now the cases are growing every day. There's 351 cases across 40 counties so far. And you are allowed to go outside. You are allowed to go outside and kind of walk around the neighborhood, but they suggest that you stay home, you know, stay away from people.
Well, 441 cases. Yeah.
The problem with that is, okay, the Columbus Police Department had just told us that it is an order, you're supposed to do this, but we're not going to enforce it. So, you know, from our standpoint, you know, the media, okay, is the media hyping this up for ratings? Or
absolutely
is that
not
what they're doing?
Absolutely not.
Okay, so,
there was 8,000, hang on, there was 8,759 cases of the flu in Ohio, and the media never talked about it in my state here in Ohio. But you guys, you just said 441 cases, and it's spreading rapidly. I mean, what's going on here? I think that kind of sounds like you're hyping it up, sir.
No, it's kind of not the best argument to pose. The flu has been around for years, and we do report flu deaths on a weekly basis. The coronavirus is a new virus that's bringing on new waves of death, and it's important that people know if it's in their community because it's
the
twice.
The corona is not a new virus. The corona has been around since the 1960s.
COVID-19 is the new strain. So that's, you know, when we say coronavirus.
Yes, is that the one? Oh, COVID-19 you're talking about. Is that the one where Bill Gates brought it over to China?
I don't have time, guys. Call somebody else.
Can I show you the CIA transmission?
You guys are just denying.
Can I show you those? Would you like to see them? Would you report on that if I showed them to you?
No.
He wouldn't,
because
would you?
Because they're
cheap. Yeah. No! I'm going to get fired!
awesome.
Yeah, wasn't that?
We will.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was the newsroom. They're getting the hell off my phone line. God damn, you're telling the truth.
They don't want to admit they're
right?
wrong.
No, you saw that son of a bitch panic. He got the hell off your quick.
We're not hyping it up. Of course you're not. Just like
you're
I didn't hype up my ex-wife.
The
Come
guy
on.
Sounded like he was getting a dildo shoved up his ass when he was talking to 441 cases.
Actually, no, that was the 450-pound man-woman that we just dealt with.
Oh, that one, yeah.
Yeah.
Private caller. Go ahead, private caller.
Hi, can I get 2 large pepperoni pizzas with a side of crazy garlic sticks? And are you guys still running that deal on the 2-liter with that?
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, the one where I slapped my 2 liters and nuts on
your
eyeball.
Do you have Federal Reserve notes? Federal Reserve notes? He waited to call in to say that. Unreal. Unreal. Oh, Lord. All right, everybody. Question number 1. Tell me something. Is this flu virus real or is it fake?
It is.
What
not.
Do you think, guys? You've been listening to us right now, and we've been kind of doing it in a comedy type of way for you. Because that has to be a way to wake you people up somehow. We're trying to find a way to wake people up. So we're doing it in a comedian type of fashion, and you're listening to us call news media outlets. I mean, what do you think? 507, go ahead.
Hello. How's everybody tonight? This coronavirus is a crack of shit.
It is.
Amen, oh. Sister. Amen.
Yep, and so, I don't know. It's just crazy times we're in, you guys. I don't get it at all.
Well, they're doing it for a reason. We know that, but that's too much powerful intel for this audience. We will not give that intel to this audience. However, we'll let them get.
My question to you. Okay, caller, my question to you is, do you think that this whole COVID-19 and this conspiracy is a way for our government to, you know, throw out a bunch of extra spending?
Oh, yeah. Because the stock market is plunged. Yeah. Because think of all the people that spent all, even me. I spent more money that yesterday buying groceries and stuff than I normally do. So, yeah.
Well, how about this?
Now,
well, let's look at the good side. Hang on. Let's look at the good side of this. Do you think maybe there could be a good side to this? Maybe the stock market was bound to crash because of the bubble. I mean, obviously it was so far up there. And maybe, like I talked about for so many months, that the global economy and the global markets just were really have inflated the global economy so far, I mean, and made it into such a big bullshit nonsense lie that they had to pop the bubble sometime, and they used this flu virus to kind of like distract everybody. And maybe there might be somebody out there, or there may be a great group of people out there that are going to arrest the real criminals like Hillary Clinton and the rest of the child pervert sex trafficker scumbags like J.P. Morgan's and the Rothschilds and all the other dirtbags, scumbag New World Order dirtbags.
Right. I hope.
Never know.
That is what I want to believe, because I like to be positive, and that's what I want to believe. So, and that's all we do is hope for that. But I think there's more to it too. I think there's some underlining something. You know, the government's always been really good about doing everything in front of us. So what is the coronavirus is the distraction. So what are they doing in front of us? You know, and
so,
we can hope that.
Caller, how is this affected your day-to-day life? How has this affected your daily life?
For my life, it hasn't affected it. I stay at home most of the time anyways. I work from home. My husband's still working. So it really hasn't affected us much at all, except for what we hear on the news.
You guys haven't seen anything locally be affected as far as, you know, major shutdowns or anything like that?
No, not really. My work shut down, where I do massages at and stuff. Yeah, that was shut down. So I don't have any clients right now. But that's
well, your clients must be a bunch of sheep if they don't want to go get a massage because they believe what the TV says, right?
It's a bunch of sheep. That's not that they believe that. Actually, my clients, I could have them out at my house if I wanted to. I just live so far out that it's kind of a pain to get out here. And my lady who's where I rent my room from, she shut down because that's what they told. She is a very law-abiding person, and that's what they told her to do. So she did.
Well, then she's a sheep then. So then she's a sheep because guess what? The police department just said they're only advising us not to go out in public. That was Ohio, and I think another state, you know. They're not enforcing it. So therefore, you know what these people are that are obeying? Sheep.
That is correct. In the defense to that sheep, though, she looks up the better welfare of everybody else. And yes, she believes what she hears. She believes that our government is for us. I've tried to tell her little bits here and there, and she just can't grasp it because she hasn't had
power on. Bluetooth.
Well, I don't know who that is. Somebody's on here. I don't know who the heck that is. I think that was Mark that hung up or whatever, so I think he just got disconnected, but he was on that.
Oh.
But go ahead, 507. I got 760, you're next, and then 757 wants to give us some intel. I can only imagine.
Otherwise, there's a lot of sheep out there, but there are people that look out for the community, and they still do believe the government is for us, not against us, so... You gotta give them a little bit of a break because they really are for the better of the community, I think. And that's the lady I work for. That's what she's about. So she believes.
You know
that
what I heard?
Right.
That's really disappointing, though. What's really disappointing is they shot down. Well, they didn't vote on it today, but they will tomorrow when they see the stock market drop 3,000 points. They didn't vote on the stimulus check for. They shot it down today, right? You know, they said. That's from what I heard. Actually, they shot it down. I don't know. I haven't checked it out, but. I gave information that we would get a check in the mail. I think we will, but I think they did that because they want to shoot. They want the stock market to crash maybe another 3,000 points tomorrow because they're going into receivership. They got to reset the stock market, you know. So, and remember, Monday is the big no trader day where nobody on the floor is going to be trading. They're all going to do it through their dumb phones and their hotel rooms while the children they kidnapped are giving blowjobs, you know. Yeah, because that's what they're doing. Because that's what these scumbags do out there. You know, these human traffickers who are going to be arrested very soon. We hope and pray. You know, your Hillary Clintons, stuff like that. Yeah, you know, I voted for Hillary. You know, yeah, the Clinton Foundation. Oh, how many children did they kidnap? They sponsored a kidnap. I wonder. You know, remember Benghazi? Yeah, you bastards. But anyway, the thing of it is that we have to hope for the best. We have to think that, look, this is happening obviously for a reason. It's either one or two things, like Chad said. You know, it's either they're hoodwinking us for something that they haven't told us about, or they are, you know, for some sort of gain that the economy they knew was going to crash, or they're fixing everything and they're doing the right thing. And all the Trumpers believe he's doing the right thing, and they believe, you know, so we got to kind of, like, look at best. I mean, after all, Donald Trump has kind of, like, fulfilled, like, let's see, 14 campaign promises, and that's 14 more than any other president has fulfilled.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're right.
Next caller.
That's the facade that we see. Now, here's a question. How many other presidents have we had in our lifetime, we've had so much gun controversy with?
So much what?
How many presidents have we had that we had this gun controversy with? That we had with Trump.
Hey.
What
do you mean controversy? You said controversy. I didn't hear that. I didn't hear what you said. How many what?
How many presidents have we had that we had that brought up gun laws, brought up gun rights, and taken it, trying to take our gun rights? How many other presidents besides Trump have we had? that have...
Oh, that's taken away our... Well, actually, we had Bill Clinton do an assault weapons ban in the 1990s. So Bill Clinton actually did take away our guns. And Donald Trump, the only thing he's taken away was the bump stocks, which really you could modify those and you could really buy many different other types. And, you know, but I mean, so what? The bump stocks. Big deal. How many people have you got bump stocks out there? And you know what? How many of you turned them in? Come on. You know, how many of them can you find on the black market? You know what I mean? So really, what has Trump really taken away from us? Nothing. You know, what he did is he gave the corporations out there more money in their pockets so they can hire more people. And, you know, that's what happened. And that's called trickle-down economics, and that's usually how it works because the rich people usually pay all our salaries. Look, I don't like the rich people either. I think they're a bunch of weirdos. But you know what? They do pay my salary every single day. So, you know, I mean, would I like to be rich myself? Hell yeah. So, you know, I mean, that's what we do in a capitalist society. We try to work to make more money. Create something that's better than everything else, you know, work harder and do better, you know. So, I mean, I just don't see Trump as being a racist. It's because he wants to secure the border, he's a racist. I say, hey, hell yeah, I'm a racist too then, you know. But as far as anything else, the guy's freaking got Jewish daughters, so I don't think he's anti-Semite. That's kind of like out the window. Is he anti-Semite? He moved the capital of Jerusalem, where he was. Where did he do that? Well, how did he do that? You know, I mean, that's not anti-Semite people. Let's see. Does he hate black people? Well, he did this. You know, does he keep people in prison longer? Well, he did the Second Chance Act, where he tried to get prisoners. You know, the Second Chance. Yeah, the Second Chance Act, which is given. Let's see, how many prisoners? What is it, 48,000 prisoners across the country, a second chance? So I don't think he's against the convicts out there. Let's see, what did Trump really do wrong? Nothing. You know, I mean, he cheated on his wife. He cheated on his wife. Well, goddamn, 50% of the men out there in America are guilty of that.
Right.
Here, you know, come on.
It's not a business. I don't care if you're an officer. What him and his wife go through is none of our business, and people need to stay the fuck out of that kind of shit. But here's a question for you. What do you honestly, we all know that our government has got so many bad people in it. Let's say we got rid of all the people, okay? We still have the government, all the chairs, and let's say we start doing random lottery picks to put people in those seats. That means every time.
A random lottery will end up with a Mandelicon in there. Well, and he'll be running around with the butter knives. Good God, we don't want no Mandelicons in there. Good Lord. And then we might get a Chewbacca in there, and he'll be like, you know, my people are in a state of emergency. I don't care what you goddamn white people do. You know, you white people, you're plantation owners. We'll really be in big trouble. A lottery.
What? Folks in those seats that didn't have any other agenda but to get through the next year of their lives doing the best they could for the whole unit. They wouldn't have anybody paying them off. They wouldn't have any push to do this and that.
Well, caller, can I be honest with you, caller? How about the government just stays the hell out of our lives, and we just live according to the Constitution, and, you know, and the government, and you know what? If I want to start up a business, I don't need a license from the government. How about the government just stays the hell away from my business, stays out of my house, doesn't have to worry about what's in my medicine cabinet because of the opioid fake crisis, doesn't have to worry about, you know, anything else except for maybe – you know, regulating the planes, airplanes up there, because, you know, that's a good thing. I don't want some guy up there smoking a joint while he's flying, you know, me in a 747 across the country. I don't want some guy, you know, as a conductor on a train, you know, drunk, you know. So I think that kind of regulation is kind of a good thing, you know. It's called, how about this, common sense.
So if we can
roll it up.
What?
What?
We put random.
I can't hear you guys.
Oh, you can't hear me?
Yeah, I can barely hear you. Yes, I can hear you a little bit.
I wonder what happened. I think that the government forces work for us, right? Correct?
How about the government for the people, by the people, you know, like it was originally intended? How about we restore our America once and for all, our republic once and for all, a lawful government? You know what? Let's all start acting like civilized human beings. And you know what? Those of you that are not out there, allow the people to clean up the trash like in the Wild West days. You know, we need to get back to the Wild, Wild West. You know, let's have a duel in the back. You know, how about that?
Absolutely.
You know, no more keyboard warriors like we got here on the internet here tonight. Let's see, we got Heinz Guderum. Let's see here. That's he's got, you know, that guy, he's a jerk in my chat room. Let's see, we got the internet friend here. He's got a picture of a black face that's got buck teeth like so large that he can open up every bottle for Amazon. This guy, where do you people come from? All right, 302, go ahead. Welcome to our show tonight. Let's hear you sound off. Come on. Sound off night tonight.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. We're breaking it down. We're breaking it down tonight, you know?
We're breaking it down? Well, shit.
Yeah, we're going to
break it down. If we're breaking it down, then I'm going to put it like this. If most of y'all are alive in 90 days, I'll start listening to y'all.
So that means you have to do whatever we tell you in 90 days.
Yeah, 90 days. If you're still up and you ain't in a fucking concentration camp and you ain't dead, I might start taking your advice.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. He made a very bold prediction. You know what? And I think he's got some credibility here. Tell us what we got to look out for. Tell us what we need to do. We need to buy what? Need to buy
an
AR-15. Stock up.
Here's
right?
The thing. Here's what it is. Now, given everything I'm aware of, you know, the National Guard, I do have a gentleman that I know whose families are in and shit like that. They got, you know, family members that are getting ready to go serve in the United States of America, and their orders are going to be to protect the property, the businesses.
I disagree with that. They're going to uphold their oath to defend the people.
Well, no, but their orders, the oath, has nothing to do with their orders. Their orders are to defend the property in the places and regions they are deploying to. That's their orders. Do what?
Their orders mean nothing if their oath doesn't stand by the order. Okay?
Well, I hear what you're saying, and in theory, that's really cool. I'm glad that, you know. But I happen to know on good authority that over the last 20 years, everything that's been patriotic in the brass has been weeded out. And the only thing that's really left in the military is jack-looted thugs that'll come kick your fucking door in just based on the order. So, now, I'm not saying they're all like that, but even if you have 50% coupled with the people that they are willing to pay to come over here to kill you, you got a fight on your hands. And the thing of it is a lot of people are just sitting around, you know, waiting for these silent sealed indictments and shit. You know, all this crazy shit that's supposed to be going along that we can't see, but we have to have faith in. People are telling you to have faith in people and shit. So that's why I say, you know, I don't have faith in too much in the way of people, because my Bible told me that people were flesh and they're evil. So I don't put any faith or any stock in them. So when these liars tell me, hey, I'm lying to you, and if you believe my lie, you deserve everything you got coming to you, I feel that shit. And I yield to that shit, man. Listen, if I got to take off in the woods and go to the top of a mountain by myself, I'll do it. I'm good. But I know who I am.
You're right.
Huh?
That's your prerogative and your right to do it. You have that belief.
Yeah, it's my right to do it. It's my absolute right to do. But I will tell you, Like, there's some tough shit coming down the pike. Jokers are just like, oh, you know, he's back, go with the program. Hey, man, I dig it. Good shit. That's two thumbs up. Good game plan.
You know, there's tough shit coming, yeah, but, you know, we faced it before as a nation, and we'll face it again.
Well, I mean, I don't know about – I mean, what do you think about that, friend? I mean, have we not endured as a country before during tough times and come out on top as Americans?
I think that as a country and as a people, we've gotten so led astray, so blinded, so distrustful, so hateful. We've got a lot of shit going on within each and every one of us. But the thing that really bothers me the most is, you know, my president has a lot of support. The president of my nation has a lot of support. The people suck his fucking balls off. I mean that. And the globalists have really capitalized on that in a lot of different ways. Now, all these campaign promises that people are talking about, nobody's really talking about the fact that, you know, we've gone further in debt in the last 3.5 years than the last 12 years of presidency. You know what I mean? For real, for real. And nobody's really talking about the fact that, yeah, he may have only banned bump stocks, but when he came out after the Parkland shooting and Mike Pence brought to the American people's attention, you know, in our government, in our meeting with governors earlier this week, we addressed this. California has a red flag law. Now, all of a sudden, we see all these Democratic governors who the same people told you who won the presidential election, told you who won the governor's race. So, you know, they arranged these governors against you. The president is yours, but all the governors are against you. And people are just like, oh, well, you know, Trump's doing a good job. That's not really him doing it. But his support for the red flag laws paved the way for all of it. So,
well,
you know,
hang on, don't. But hang on. But can we? Well, because I know you want to tell the truth here. So let's tell the truth. Now, he did promise to get rid of NAFTA, renegotiate NAFTA. He did do that. NAFTA was a bad deal for America.
Okay.
It all our goddamn jobs down to Mexico.
He also promised Hillary would be in jail, and maybe 3 months ago he said,
I don't
think it's worth
that's
it,
true.
The prosecutor.
That's true.
Okay,
that's
go
true.
Ahead.
He,
go ahead.
He, that's
go
true.
Ahead.
He did create a private a White House veterans hotline for veterans, especially because a lot of veterans commit suicide. They got, you know, so he did do that.
He did. He also promised you a wall. He also promised you a wall that he couldn't seem to close up until this bullshit coronavirus scare. Now,
true,
all of a sudden,
true.
This nigga can close the fucking border.
True. Very true. Okay,
yeah.
You got where you
very true.
Okay. He would save the coal industry. Actually, he created over 323 new jobs in the coal industry. He deregulated all of Obama's regulations on the coal.
You said
323,000 new coal miner jobs that have to do with the coal industry. Yes, that is correct. All right. I could be off maybe 10,000 on that. Okay.
But he hit the coal industry off is basically the bottom line, right?
Right. Yeah, that's true. Okay, that's correct. I'm not gonna lie now.
You just said he created 323,000 new coal jobs.
Yes.
That's what you said.
Coal related industry jobs. Yes, because he deregulated Obama. Yeah. Well, all Obama's regulations he deregulated.
Clarified. I got you. We'll give him that. He also told me he drained the swamp, and ever since he took command, I have never seen him appoint somebody who wasn't a fucking globalist to his cabinet. So please, sir, drain the swamp.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Now, well, he did have a lot of them have been arrested, though. Let's see, Epstein, that guy, that jerk's gone. What was the other guy there?
Your secretary of commerce who bailed Trump out personally on behalf of the Rothschilds and allowed him to keep his Atlantic City casino. And that was in 96. That's factual. That's factual. It doesn't matter if you look at conservative or Democrat reportings. That's factual. Now, fast forward to his presidency, the guy who allowed him to keep the casino, I'll make you the Secretary of Commerce. So we can put a 25-year Rothschild guy, the guys who are fucking the American people left, right, six different ways from Sunday, and we're going to put one of their guys in at their Secretary of Commerce. Yeah, that's great.
Well,
great.
Well, how about this
Mad
one, though? How about this one? How about,
and listen,
you, hey, how
I know,
about this guy?
I know the
hang
service
on,
guy.
Hang on, hang on. Oh, no, I agree with you on that. You're right, but how about this big badass? This guy's a real scumbag. Guess who just resigned January 15th, 2019? The Rothschild Vice Chairman. The Rothschild Vice Chairman, Roger Kimmel, Vice Chairman of Investment Banking for Rothschild, resigned.
Do you know why they're doing that? Why they're doing all this resigning? People are telling you it's because of these sealed indictments. That's not why they're doing it. People are meatheads. They're dumbasses.
Okay.
Money changers are fucking geniuses at dropping their fucking identities and changing their names and turning themselves into
people
that they
are. No, but you
can
agree with me, though, these Rothschilds. But you can agree with me, these Rothschilds are the scumbags of the earth. I mean, Lord Rothschild, Jacob Rothschild, he stepped down. I mean, Hannah
Rothschild
stepped down.
But y'all are losing track because you're keeping touch with the puppets. See, there's puppets.
But how many did that, though, brother? But how many did that during Obama's administration or Reagan's even Bush's? How many did that? I can give you more Rothschild names.
Why are we talking about administrations?
Well,
we should just be talking
that's
about criminals.
Because he's a corporation. Well, I'm just saying, how many criminals stepped down? You know?
Okay.
I mean, the Rothschilds are big criminal investment bankers.
Man, criminals step down every day, and then they take a new CEO position, making a couple million more next week for somebody else. They do that every
day.
Not
these guys.
Not
these Rothschilds. They're in hiding. They're in hiding.
Thing.
These Rothschilds are in hiding.
The Rothschilds, the Bilderbergs, even Soros. Soros, Trump, the Secretary of Commerce, your Barr, all these people are puppets. They're front people.
I agree 100%. You're absolutely correct.
They're people whose names they don't mind giving you.
Yeah. Okay. But you know what?
In return for you having those people's names, they make those people insanely rich so that you have somebody to blame for the problems that the puppet masters create. You understand? They just need somebody for you to hate. Now, once they create the hatred, they'll get two opposing parties going one way or the other. Somebody will like him, somebody will hate him. So you'll fight so bitterly in that, you won't even deal with the real issues. You won't even scratch the surface of what's really going on. Now, if you want to pull your heads out of your asses and go after the real fuckbags of it all, you need to go after that Catholic Church. And I know motherfuckers are going to get mad at me about that because, you can't just offend a religion. No. It's not really a religion. It's the religion. It's the longest running religion. It dates back to the money changers that betrayed Jesus, okay, that actually got Jesus put up on the cross. And then they gripped up Peter, and then they made their religion look like God's, but it's kind of like that fake butter. I can't believe it's not butter. You know what I mean? And now, boom, they've been doing what they do for 2,020 years past the death of Jesus Christ. Do you know how much money and wealth they have accumulated, that Catholic Church? Matter of fact, they own so much shit in so many different corporations, companies, real estate around this world, that there's no real tabulation as to how much they really own. Put it this way.
So what do we do?
They can fondle.
I agree. These are criminals.
They
own everything. What do we do? How do we get
them? They can fondle kids at will, and they have enough money to keep paying these lawsuits off.
So how do we get them? How do we go after them? What do we do?
How do we go after them? first of all,
yeah, let's
you got to stop believing. You got to stop believing in the people that have you fighting and start standing for the shit that your father told you to fight for. You know, treat people right. Do people right. Listen, what you was just talking about, you want an airline pilot that's not going to get in there and fly the plane with a fucking stove hanging out his mouth, right? Right? Right?
Yeah.
Didn't you just
we
say
hear
that?
You, but...
Yeah, I did.
I know you hear me. I know you hear me. But
yeah,
I did
fucking say it. Yes, I said I fucking said it 8 times. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay,
I said it.
All
I don't
right,
want a
Barry,
fucking guy driving a fucking jet. Fucking with a fucking joint hanging out of his mouth. I'm sorry. Me and my family don't want to be in a jet with a guy that's drunk. I mean, that's
hey,
common sense, you know? Well, then that's fine, you know, but I don't. So, you know,
hey,
I don't.
Barry,
so,
okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
Does that make me a bad guy? Does that make me a bad guy?
I mean, it doesn't make you a bad guy, but you should look into the guy that saved a shitload of people's lives by putting the fucking plane down directly the way he had to in the middle of the Hudson River. You should look into that guy and his background.
And so,
because you know what?
I know. Barry Seal landed one in Texas, too, high on cocaine. I know. You know?
Right.
I get that. I know.
And listen,
that's my hero.
These guys, some of these guys that people say, oh, you know, he's got a little wet. Man, they got a natural touch, and you should just leave them the fuck alone and let them do what they do. Because I've been driving truck for almost 20 years now, and I smoke going down the road and everything, and I don't hurt nobody. I'm one of the safest fucking drivers on the road, and I do it more than
about
any man.
Amen. Yeah.
So,
amen,
you know,
that's right.
And when it comes to operating that equipment, I control that vehicle. There is not one thing about that vehicle that doesn't go on that I don't control. You know what I mean?
You totally agree.
I can drift the tractor trailer. I can swing the trailer around and collect it back on the other side after I'm done.
All
you
right.
Know what I mean?
Yep. Okay. Yeah, I know. I get that, man.
Hey.
That's good. But, you know, that's
Barry,
I'm all for you.
Call tonight, sir. But we got to get on to
what's
the next
that?
Caller.
We'll leave him on the line if you want. I mean, you know, we'll leave him on the line,
yeah,
but we got a bunch of people
here.
On the line here.
We got more callers coming in.
We got idiots that freaking want to call in here. 814. Let's see, private caller. Who's the private caller
we'll
here?
Him, man.
Private caller.
I just wanted to say that if he can get coronavirus from butt fucking, you're screwed, Joseph.
Hey,
you're talking
my language, brother. I love you.
Yeah, I mean, because Josie has butt
you,
bags.
You know, you're the best looking guy I've ever met.
There you go.
I haven't seen you, but I bet you're dead sexy.
There's a tough guy right there.
Yeah, this fucker took over your show because you're a bitch, Joe. This guy took over your show.
Hey,
you're a bitch.
Hey, listen.
You're a bitch.
I didn't let nobody take over my show. Hang on, asshole. Shut up for a minute. Shut up, asshole.
You're fucking screwed, dude. He fucking fucks you. You know, you let him fuck you like
814-614-615-8255. Why are you spoofing your caller ID number? Why are you spoofing your caller ID? 814-651-8255. Why are you doing that, bitch?
Why
are you doing that, you bitch?
Take over your fucking show,
I heard
man.
It. I
why
heard
are you?
Forward.
Nobody's taking over my show, bitch.
Yeah, he took
bitch.
Over your show and you know it.
Bitch.
He took
hang
over
on.
Your show.
Hang
on.
Let's try calling you back. Let's prove
call
everybody you're calling from a phony number.
419-7236. 524 Willow Pat Road.
Yeah, that's my number, asshole. That's my number, asshole. Because I know people like you like to call me every night.
Call me there.
I keep telling you. Come on by, but you never fucking do. You never do.
Okay.
You never do. How come? Here, hang on. Watch this. Here we go. Let's call him. This is the number he's calling in from. Watch what we get for a response. Let's see here. 814. Let's call him. 814. Let's call the bitch here for what he is, because that's what he is, a bitch. You don't have to give out my phone number like it's something like private knowledge. Everyone knows my number. Everyone that's called in here tonight knows my number, you stupid.
I know, you
sent
me all 30 pictures.
Yeah, I mean, damn. Come on. There we go. 814. Come on. Here we go. Let's call that number.
This is Joseph.
Come on, 814.
Pimp. How may I help you?
There,
this is Joseph.
There we go.
Pimp. How may I help you? What's up?
Hey, homo.
What's up? What's up? Yeah, you want to fuck
Gibson?
Heard
you suck a lot of
pecker.
Yeah, what's up, bitch?
Fuck him
what's
all
up,
day,
bitch?
Yeah. Fuck Walter Gibson.
What's up,
what's
bitch?
Send me 10 bucks.
Oh, that dick in your ass.
For free. Look at this fucking, this dumbass from Indiana. Is everyone from Indiana dumbass? Indiana, you're on
the line. Yeah, that's good. Hey, you know who this is,
we're gonna take
right?
More calls.
Hey, hang on.
We're going to take more callers. Fuck you. Get your fucking show. Kiss my ass. Call me back.
We're
going
to blow up the world. We're going to blow up the world. We're going to war tomorrow, guys. Let's go to war.
Yeah.
Let's go to war.
You're on some good shit, aren't you?
Hang on. I'll call you in the morning.
Go ahead. Call me. I'll answer the phone.
We're going to war.
I'm going to call him at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
We're going to war, everybody.
Call me all day. Yep.
We're going to war.
I mean, he don't have the balls to really call and have a real conversation.
No,
well,
he does.
Okay,
no.
And you do. What's up? Talk to me.
Hey.
We just
want to
know.
I'm not saying we're going to war. I'm not saying we're not, but them gun stores been real busy lately.
They were during 2008, too, when Obama was elected, and nothing happened. They were sold out for like 6 months, actually. Bullets were a dollar a fucking bullet back then. And then fucking 1996, let's see, they were like $2.50 a bullet. And fucking, you couldn't find them anywhere. Remember Florida? Where are you at, Florida?
I was in a gun shop today. They had no more 45 at all whatsoever, and the 12 gauge was all the way gone.
Yeah, I know. It's fucking stupid. Because you know what?
Yeah.
The thing of it is, it was the same shit in 2008. Going to look for the 7.62s, nothing. 30 caliber, nothing. Fucking, you know, for months and months. Florida, you were there with me at the Colfax gun store. Come on, Florida. Where are you at? Press 1. I see your number up here. You remember when we went to that gun store there? I couldn't find one damn bullet. I remember they said one box per customer. Remember that? Like, what the hell are you talking about, one box per customer? You know? Remember that shit? 2008. Same shit. Go ahead, 336.
Hey,
go ahead, 336.
On,
you're unmuted. Nah, crazy night.
I'm sitting here listening and listening to y'all talk and all the other good crap going on.
All
right. That's about it. Entertaining your folks in the chat room that have nothing better to do than follow your balls around all over the internet because they're in love with Joe Gibson's balls. And we got a little squeaky voice Jesco out there running his little trap. And, you know, Jesco, I don't know if you've ever seen him or not. He's 5'9 and weighs about 150 pounds. But he's poking his chest out like a fucking damn rooster rolling around a chicken house when there ain't but two other chickens in there and they're both dying of some type of disease. He's a big boy, though. Don't worry about him. You ain't got to worry about him coming out of his house in Indianapolis because he's too fucking chicken shit to ask his parents' permission to go outside and play in the yard because everybody else in the neighborhood wants to kick his ass. Then you got fat-ass Ashley up there in Chesapeake, Virginia. She has to jump in the ocean twice just to get wet because her ass is so damn fat. But they're hiding from everybody. It's a big damn freaking conspiracy. Nobody knows who they are or what they are when the fact is we all know who and exactly what they are. They're bunches of pieces of trash shit ass that follow Joe Gibson's nuts around the internet 24/7 because they have nothing else better to do because they have nothing constructive to say or do because none of them fucking work or have a damn job. They all holler out from the basement, Grammy, give me another root beer. I'm in a heated match Call of Duty right now. And, you know, none of them have lived life or done any damn thing. You know, you got a 500-fucking-pound moose-ass hippopotamus woman called Ashley out there. Another damn skinny little twig twerp called Jessica. None of them are going anywhere, doing any damn thing. So, I mean, you know, I just enjoy getting in your chat room or anything and pissing these people off because that's all they do is follow your nuts around. I mean, hell, I guarantee you if your nuts were on a shelf at Walmart right now, they would stock them all up like everybody else was stocking up toilet paper.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. Yep. Well, you know, the simple fact of the matter is these people, yeah, you're right. That's what they are. They can't have a civilized conversation. They got to call in here, debate and talk about silly nonsense. And that's what it's all about. We've been doing this for years on this show, but we have had some powerful shows. We had the youth call in the other night. That was a good show. And we had a civil dialogue with people, you know, and that was a pretty good show, actually. So, but tonight's show obviously was just bullshit. Really was. You know, but yeah, go ahead and make a statement, Chad, and then let's wrap it up, please.
So, you know, I would like to state that on this show, on the air, that any statements of violence towards anybody in the government, law enforcement, military, those will be cut off immediately. That is one thing we don't condone, is violence against anybody, no organization or anything. You know, it doesn't matter who you are. Yeah, you can call and you can make stupid comments, and I'm probably going to make fun of you, and I'm going to, you know, say some really dirty stuff to you just because, you know, I'm a jackass sometimes, or I'm a complete dick. But we do not condone violence in any way, shape, or form when it comes to the government. We all have friends and family who are law enforcement and military. Even though we may not agree with law enforcement, you know, we still have people that are close to us, and we want to keep those people safe no matter how we feel about, you know, people in that organization as a whole.
Yeah, I agree. I kind of agree with that, Chad. You know, we got to talk. We got to have civil conversations with each other. I mean, if we're just going to act like savages and attack each other, and I'm all for it if we're in a fight and we're in the heat of battle, going acting like a savage. I bite, spit. I'll freaking rip your freaking ears off. You know, that's fine. But you know, in a fight, we're here having a conversation on a radio show. Come on, man. You know, come on.
And
can we talk to each other here? You know, I mean, can we talk
and
to each other? That's what it's all about. You know?
And
I mean,
for the record,
real.
Joe.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, buddy.
I am circumcised, for the record.
You had to clear that up. You had to clear that up because we did get a lot of email on that.
I know.
Hang on. I got to get them back on this one. Hang on. All 2.5 inches of them. I had to get you on that one, brother. You just opened up the door. Come on, you've been busting my chops, so you know. But we love each other, you see. He's not gonna rip my ears off and split my throat, right?
It depends on what day it is. I mean, come on.
Oh God, that's right. As long as it's not, as long as it's not a Monday, right?
As long as you don't get me on another Zoom call where I lose my shit.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't put me in a,
all right, man.
Don't put me in a position like that again.
No, I won't. I won't. I promise. Hey, listen, everybody. Look, we got a lot. Hey, listen, we're all in this together. That's the bottom line. You know what? Can we all agree on that at least before we hang up tonight? Can we all agree on that? We're in this together one way or the other. One way or the other. You know, and if you want to be on your own solo, that's fine. You want to be on your own, you want to go solo, that's okay too. I mean, being solo, I kind of like that solo mission stuff, actually. I believe because I got nobody to rat on me then. You know,
what we're going to try and do, though, Joe, is, you know, I thought it would, you know, you and I could stay doubled up, you know, on Mondays, Wednesdays, and, you know, Fridays, and then, you know, the other time frames that we throw out there would be solo, you or me solo. It doesn't matter. But as long as we give the viewers something to, you know, bite their teeth on.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what it's all about. I mean, you know, because look, we're doing the Blog Talk Show here. This is what it's all about. Like I said, bite their teeth on something, chew away, you know, chew on something when we hang up. Because, man, all these people with all this energy out there, man. Kind of nervous, you know. I mean, they're running around out there burning up the roads and burning up the streets. I mean, damn, man, all that energy. I'm glad I'm allowed to, you know, let them expound that energy and take it out on me, you, or even Barry or somebody else or whatever, Mandelicon, Chewbacca, you know, with the butter knives. Mandelicon has the butter knife. That's right.
The butter knife brigade. Members of the Matriarch running around with butter knives attacking the public.
Yeah, we can't
can't forget the major.
You know, I can't help
God.
But, I can't help but think of, you know, Gumby with dreadlocks running around with a butter knife and a donkey following him around.
Well, that's what Barry asked
this
one
what
night. He said,
this
you know,
is,
how are you going to stop
you.
The tanks? He said, how are you going to stop the tanks? He said, we come with butter knives.
And this is where I got you, you see. We're going to surround a tank with uteruses.
That would work.
That would. Yeah, but then you'd have to chase Videlicon down with it and offend him.
I know. Oh, well. Anyway, hey, it was, you know, after today, man, with all the shit that's been going on and everybody talking and trying to talk and do this and blah, 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 and this and that, I didn't even get a chance to go where I had to go today. Freaking, I'm out here on Zoom until freaking 5 hours. And, you know, I mean, damn, man, I'm tired. Aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, enough
you know
is
what?
Enough.
It's been an emotional day. I need a safe space.
Yeah, I need a safe space. I need a gun-free zone.
Corner.
I need a gun-free zone.
Yeah, I need a gun-free zone, so I need to go lock up my cabinet here. And, you know, I need to go drink an orange juice and sit in the corner and, you know, listen to a lullaby, you know.
Yeah.
Gotta have something.
Which lullaby
are
you going to listen to tonight?
I'm going to listen to the lullabies. I'm going to look at all my Facebook friends and see and count one snitch, two snitch, three snitch, four snitch, FBI snitch, tort. You know, they were trying to set me up to say shit that I don't want to say. All right, anyway.
No, yeah.
All right, guys.
Everybody,
go ahead, Chad. I'll let you wrap up the show. Go ahead. Yeah, wrap it up.
Well,
all right, guys. Go ahead, Rich. Yeah, Chad, have a closing thought, please. Let's wrap it up.
Okay, so just remember to, you know, love your family. Don't worry about tonight. Worry about tomorrow. And just wake up with a clear head, no coronavirus, and the fact that you know the media is lying to you and your government does not have your back.
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
amen to that. That's
that
absolutely correct. They sure don't.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Don't worry. Be happy. Leroy, you want to say something here? Because I know you were a little upset when you first called in. Go ahead.
No, I wasn't upset. I was out here just messing with these trolls on your damn internet thing. I don't give a shit what the hell they do or what they say. But I have nothing to add. But like Chad says, you know, go to sleep, wake up, live your life. Because chances are you're not going to die tomorrow or the next day. There's the coronavirus, I think that's a big bunch of fake-ass bullshit. But, you know, it is what it is. Is there something going around out there making people sick? I don't know. Hell, let's all fly to China and find out. But until then,
you know,
don't worry about it. Quit. Turn off
the
damn news. Turn off the radio and live your damn life.
Jessica, you got a fan with Jessica. Jessica loves you.
Oh, Jessica, Jessica's my little bitch, man. He's under my desk.
Oh, yeah,
right
he lives
now.
In Arkansas,
just,
by the way. He lives in Arkansas. He's one of those KKK guys or whatever. No, NSM, Nazi guys. Yeah, he's one of those Nazi guys.
Actually,
yeah.
He may
live in Arkansas, but right now his head's up under my desk.
White power. White power. Hang on, I'll stitch on you in a second. White power. I'll stitch on you in a second. White power. Hang on, I'm a fed.
You said he's a snitch.
You know what, though? When push comes to shove, when he's in prison, he'll still have Tyrone in front of him. He's on his knees. And
come on. What do they do in prison to 150-pound fucking midgets?
They're best friends. They're best friends in there, especially those fucking fake-ass fucking motherfuckers. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're best friends.
He's his best friend.
He's going to be going down on every damn Bubba in prison and licking his damn lips afterwards because that's the only way he's going to get through his years in prison.
You know he uses Kool-Aid packets to make his red lipstick, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. He's got to make it taste good.
Yeah.
Shit.
Oh, Lord.
Jessica's your buddy, Joe. You know that. He follows you around, and he sits there and watches your Facebook page, and he checks out all your friends on your Facebook, and he tries to get names of people off that. And,
yeah.
Hang on, Fonda. No, NC is not on lockdown, and neither is Ohio. We called the police department in Ohio, and they called everybody's bluff there. They said they have a good faith order where it's advising people to stay in their homes. Now, are they telling businesses to shut down? Yes, but I wonder if those businesses really have to forcibly shut down, or are they being good sheep? Why aren't we angry at those small business owners, people? Why are
tomorrow
we just angry
night
at the government?
At 8:30, tomorrow night at 8:30 on the show, we should call some of those businesses.
And that's yep, you're absolutely right, because you want to know something
most
right
businesses
now?
Businesses are closed at 8:30, though.
Hang on. No, but hang on. Yeah, we need to do it earlier. But hang on. I stopped at a burger place in Greensboro today, and I said, and I walked in there at that big burger spot there with that Exxon station on the corner of Coswold Avenue and Battleground. Walked right in there, ordered a burger. I said, oh, your dining room's closed? They said, yeah. I said, per who? He said, the governor. I said, fuck the governor. He said, oh, you could do whatever you want. I said, so, therefore, I could have sat down there and eat if I wanted to, because he told me I could do whatever I want. So, therefore, you know what? The businesses are doing it voluntarily. So, why aren't we angry at the business? Why aren't we gearing up to go to war with them? Why aren't we going to war with them? Why are we just going to go to war with the government? I mean, you know, let's go after the small business owners. They're the ones closing down, screwing up the economy. Right?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. I mean, and the thing is, you know, you look at these places like Walmart and, you know, the fast food restaurants, and you look at places like Cracker Barrel and Denny's and those places, okay? Our economy relies heavily on those places, our day-to-day life.
Yes.
And, you know, the media and the government has single-handedly, within the last 2 weeks, destroyed our economy.
Yep. Sure have, haven't they? Well, they in Wall Street, too. You know?
Yeah.
And they've done nothing. They've done nothing. I got a 970 number that wants to talk. I think I recognize the number. I want to bring
him on. Let him on.
He or she. Let's go ahead. We got time. Go ahead. 970.
Good night. Y'all went to what the hellville tonight, didn't you?
Oh, God. Y'all want a hand basket.
Hey, anyways, let everybody out there know and kind of talk about a little bit. The elderly out there, they're actually afraid when they go to the stores and shit. So check on the people you know that's a little bit older. We've had a few of them contact us. They're a little bit worried about going to stores and stuff. Had their baskets taken away and the stuff in them taken from them. So these people are having a hard time out there. So everybody kind of check on them just a little bit.
You know what? That is, you know what? Absolutely true. Check on the elderly. You know, if you got a next door neighbor that's elderly, you know, that you see the guy, you know, that's old, a little bit older, you know, or the old, little old woman out there in the grocery store, you know what? Escort her to her car without her knowing, even if you have to. Because, you know what I mean? Because they're afraid. That's a good point, Phil. That is a good, as good.
Definitely keep an eye on them out there. And we actually had one of our clients tell us that they was in a Sam's wholesale club and had some guy just walk up and take their card away from them. But we got to watch out for stuff like that. Rather than somebody you know or you don't know when you're out and you see them out there, we all do, kind of keep track of them, make sure that nobody's doing anything wrong to them, because this shit's getting bad out there.
Amen. Amen. You're right. That's right. You know, hey, look out for the elderly. Nothing wrong with that message. I agree. Thank you.
And,
all right, everybody. I guess
and
wrap
Chad,
it up.
Chad said he was a jackass sometimes. I wasn't sure what he meant by sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
Me
I didn't know either, but.
I had to go easy on myself.
Yeah. All righty. All right. It is crazy. You're right. You're absolutely right. The virus hoax. Yeah, you're absolutely right. People send me messages. Yeah, a lot of callers tonight. This person's saying that we've got, because they see the people in the chat room. But yeah, you're absolutely correct. We had a weird show tonight, I guess you could say. I guess people just are crazy.
We didn't have the
they're locked
call
up in their houses all day.
Yeah, we've had
right,
a weird
well, anyway,
day, though.
Yeah, we did, didn't we? Oh, Lord. All right,
well,
good night, everybody. God bless.
Crazy.
Take care.
Get off here, guys.
All right.
Good night.
God bless.
Hello.
See you all soon.